Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
The Creator, the Word is the Creator. Now here you are, it's in your mind. It's you. You know what that actually means? That's a book. We are the book of life. Tomorrow night, we're going to show you how and why. A lot of people didn't know this. My name is written in the book of life. Your name is written in the book of life because you are in it. Book means account. Record. And what I'm giving you now is the record of God. I'm giving you the word, which is record, account. I'm giving you the knowledge of God. See, book contains the wisdom and the knowledge of an account. It's a record of it. See, when it says the book is going to be open, then other books is going to be open. Talking about account. They talking about it's going to be a natural book. It's going to be a big old giant book. It's going to just open. And all the names written there. I thought that too until I realized it's greater than that. Oh, come on now, listen. Please don't get offended. We are an open what? Read or what? We are the open book. We're open now. Oh, some of us are open. Some of us are still closed. We're afraid to open the lid. But you know, book is also a witness. Proof. Evidence. All right. Then what did it say? After the Holy Ghost comes on, you shall be what? Unto me both where? You shall be that open book for me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and all around the world. Man is going to read what is in our eyes. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, come on, preacher, now. Give me a break. No, it can't mean that. It just can't mean that. No, you got to. No, you can't. Who am I? Before Christ? Nobody. But through Christ, by Christ, in Christ, with Christ. That's the word. You are all things of God. Amen. Oh, come on, preacher. Don't you know you are all the things of God? Amen. What does the scripture say about the Holy Ghost, which is the book of life? The Holy Ghost is the book of life. He shall teach and guide us to what? That's an open book, right? Some things, all things. Then that makes you all things, because the all things, which is given by the Holy Ghost, the one that gives it all things, where? It's living in you. A lot of us are still looking up. Still looking up. And like the angel told the disciples, why stand he gave me up? We're looking the wrong direction. Is it in us now? Then what are we looking up for? Somebody say amen. Amen. It's supposed to be on the inside of you. What you looking up for? Amen. You know the way I used to pray? How many remember that song? Send down the rain. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me one day and said, you are the what? We are the latter rain. Oh, Lord. You talking about hard. I mean, I couldn't go to nobody and talk to nobody. You know what I mean? When the Holy Ghost would just throw it at me, I couldn't go to a soul. You know how I got it. I kept on praying and fasting. I would just walk the floor for hours back and forth in the house praying. And while I was praying, the Holy Ghost talked to me, you know. Now, one night I got in the house from the church, you know, from the revival, after taking the bus across the city of Detroit, and by the time I got home, like 2 o'clock in the morning, I got all ached, you know, and just started walking the floor and praying. See, I wasn't working there, you know. And God was getting me ready, you know, training me for the go force in the field. I was getting ready to go force in the field. As a matter of fact, I had made some trips. And I was praying in the Holy Ghost, and I was praying, I said, Lord, send it down, Lord. Send it down. Now, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, it's already sent down. Again, Lord, send down the rain, Lord. Send down the ladder rain. Holy Ghost said, you are the ladder rain. You talking about tough. I couldn't go to nobody and talk to him. Common sense would have shown you that too. Praise the Lord. I went to some of the elders of the church and told them some of the things I was getting. They said, young man, the devil can't get you to backslide. He's trying to push you overboard. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many believe it tonight? You believe it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Told me, said, you said, just wait a minute. Just wait a minute. I said, you're going to get in trouble like that. Amen. So you wait a minute. Yeah, I told him I was going too fast. I was told that I was praying too much. Did you ever, you've been told that? What can you do there? You know, I'll be honest with you. I thought I was the only one that had that. I wasn't the only one. Just bless me tonight, brother. I tell you, they told me I was praying too much. And I was confused after they told me that. Praying too much. I mean, what gets you the people that's of the church? The people that's supposed to know God. They're supposed to be praying too, you know? And they tell you that you're praying too much. I'm thinking, too much? God told me, says, what happens? So you fast a lot too, so you ain't getting enough nutrition. To your brain. You ain't getting enough nutrition to your brain, boy. Amen. A brother told me that. So I went and I told this sister of the church. You know what she told me? She says, listen. She says, brother, she says, just keep on praying. She said, if praying and fast is going to hurt you like that, she said, listen. She said, I'm going to be messed up too, because God is real. Amen. I see. They told me to go to the elders of the church, so I went and told them. You know? I tell you one thing, I stopped telling them that. Later on, the Lord let me know, said, listen, I'm not telling the elders what I'm telling you. They are not willing to receive what you're seeking for. So you want it. They don't. See, they don't reach a place and they don't stop now. So they figure this is it for them. Amen. Don't let nobody fool you. Praise God. You go to some of these big stores shopping, and the first floor, you can find a lot of sales. In the basement, you can find a lot of rejects. The second floor gets a little bit more expensive. The third floor gets more expensive. One day, my wife and I went downtown in Columbus at a store called Hustle. I think we went up to the 11th floor, and I saw one dress, and the price I saw on it, she said, John, I'm thinking, the elevator. There's an elevator, do you see? One dress, it wasn't even much to that dress, man. I mean, nothing. The price was on that thing. It was upstairs. You keep going up. We went down the basement. You can find a lot of good sales, you know, like Mistish, where they left a button off, or what are you talking about tonight? We are talking about the God mind. The God mind. Hallelujah. We are the God mind. We are the book of life. Everything that is recorded in God is recorded where? In us now. You know something? Do you realize that God has no secrets for you? He has no secrets. Am I right? We are all that is of God. How can God keep secrets from you when you are his secret? You know what? When you pray, when you ask God for something, do you know who the Lord is? His echo. That's who he, that's who you become, his echo. God, that's all he hears. You know why? When the Lord looks at you, you know who he sees? A reflection of him in the mirror. Somebody say amen. Now I'm preaching now. This is going too much now. Father, make them how many with us? That means what? The same, equal. Amen. Listen, tomorrow night, this message was just getting you ready for tomorrow night. We are the book of life. We are the book of life. Praise the Lord. Within us lies all the knowledge of life. All the information of life. All the record of life. And I tell you something else too. And I want you to get ready for this, like I said earlier. When you speak now, it's not you that are speaking. It is the book of life that are speaking.
Amen.
And when the book of life says blind see, blind see. Deaf hear, the deaf hear. Lame walk, the lame walk. Dumb talk, the dumb talk. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Dead raised, the dead raised. You know what Jesus said? The day shall come where the dead shall hear the voice of who? The Son of who? Son of God. But as many that received them, to them gave he power to become what? What did Paul say in 1 John chapter 3 and along about the first verse?
Now.
What manner of love, amen, that God has bestowed upon us that we should be what?
Oh.
And then the next verse says, now,
now
are we the sons of God. All right. The dead shall hear our voice. You believe that? The dead hears your voice now if you believe it.
Amen.
You know the only thing that's keeping us from making a divine connection is doubt.
Doubt
is a pop-off valve or a shut-off valve or a shut-off switch. When you doubt, honey, you cut it off.
Amen.
I'm going to believe it tonight.
Amen.
You know what I'm giving you? I'm giving you faith.
Yes.
I'm giving you faith to know that God is. And he is a what? A reward. Oh, Lord. This is something else now. A reward of who? So do you realize what I'm telling you tonight? Hallelujah. I tell you, God is moving by his spirit tonight. God is doing great things. I feel such a move of God. Praise God. Glory to God. Do you know, saints, there is no limit in you now? I said there was no limit in God at first, didn't I? There is no limit in you. As a matter of fact, we are the limit of God. We are the limit of God. We are the limit of God. So if you don't have faith that God is, then God is limited to your faith. But those of us that are beginning to realize that we're going to take the limit off God so the world can see God. Oh, that verse got to be fulfilled now. The 8th chapter of Romans and verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creatures waited for what? The manifestation of what? They're waiting for us to go forth. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's in you now. You are the book of life, Christian. You are the book of life. You are God's conscience. You are God's mind. You are God's will. You are God's nature. When God created Adam and Eve, that's what he did. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. What did that mean? My mind, my will, my nature. That's your image and your likeness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. Many are blinded by what? The God of this world. Am I right? Blinded by the God of this world. But you know the part that's so beautiful? Let me read the part that's so beautiful in that verse. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believest not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is what? The image of God, should shine unto them. That image of God is the book of life.
Amen.
We. But the scripture said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your what? What is your light? The image of God. Let the image of God be seen in you before men, that they might recognize God. Because Jesus said, there is none good but who? So your good work has to be God working good in you.
Amen.
Your good work is God in you.
Amen.
How many believe it tonight?
Amen.
Listen, tomorrow night, praise God, we're going to bring the meat of this out. This message is called, I Am the Book of Life. And I want you to come expecting the greater depth. Because after tomorrow, when you come here tomorrow night, you're not going to leave this church the same. A lot of you are not going to leave the same tonight. Because you can tell the devil on your way out, I'm the boss now. How many believe that? We are the boss. Do you know Jesus made us the boss of this earth? I'm getting ready to pray, all right? Jesus made us the God of this. You don't, now please don't get offended. Do you know we are the God of this earth now? Oh, preacher, what do you mean? Satan is the God of this world. He was, we took over. Are we living in this world? We're not of the world, but we're living in it, right? Then he said, Father, make them how many with us?
One.
Then who is the God of this world?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
When Paul was talking about that, he was talking about Satan and the sinner. See, when you're talking about the sinner's God, to a sinner at that realm has blinded. But do you know what? Behold, the kingdom of God is where?
Amen.
And are we on this earth?
Amen.
Are we in this world? Somebody say
glory.
We getting ready to pray tonight. I feel such a move of God. This brother here with the glasses here with the pink and white shirt. Can I minister to you, sir? Come up here right now. I feel such a move of God. I like that. Amen. I like that. Glory to God. God is doing great things tonight. Praise God. You want to stand over here, brother, so we can get you on tape? You know something? I can see. Glory to God. I can see that the Lord is really doing great things. And brother, you are open. You are ready. You are ready for the flow of Christ. You are ready for God to be where he is in you. You believe that you are that book of life. And brother, you believe that you are open to be read of man. This is our testimony. What man see in you is Christ. All that was, all that is, and all that is. Is in us right now. I want you to get ready. But just before we minister to you, I can see that you are ready, brother, to there is a seed, a word, that seed of the word that's in you is ready to break the surface. Amen. It's ready to come forth. It's like a plant. You can see the ground, the earth breaking just before that plant come out. Amen. But brother, I want you to get ready for a double portion tonight. Get ready for a double portion tonight. We're going to lay hands upon you and the Spirit of God is going to overshadow you. And God says you are coming forth, brother, as a tree strong with great branches as you stand on the word. My God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Sister, you with the kind of like blue and red like dress, yes, will you come next, please? Glory to God. God is moving tonight. Brother, it's done. You'll never be the same after this night. Hallelujah. Sister, I want you to come next. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. You know what? I thank God for the people that receive the word. When you receive the word, God bless you. You want to step over here just a little bit, please? All right, I want you to get ready, sister, for a double potion tonight. But I can see that you are open. You are open. And God says he's going to show you greater knowledge. Because at this point, you are hungry. You're very hungry. You are ready to eat. And sister, God is getting ready to prepare a special table. See, what it takes to prepare that table is already in you. Huh? But when I say prepare it, he's going to bring it into, make it real in your mind. When you can see God. get ready for a double portion right now. Hallelujah. Sister, will you come, please? Brother Jim, will you come after her? I tell you, God's word is real tonight. There is a lot of things that you don't quite understand, but sister, you are open. And I could see you like you are teaching. And something else too. Somebody tried to get you. Somebody's really been working against you. Like they've been trying to get you taken down or get you off or get you out. There was a very jealous person that is really setting up a battle against you. But God says, hold your peace. You've almost lost your mind not too long ago. And through that, you realize that it doesn't take to let people get too close to you. Because this is somebody that you had all your hope in really turned against you. And that thing almost destroys you. Very few know about this. Because you didn't talk with everybody about it. This one really got close to you. The Lord says, see him. God loves you, sister. Get ready for a double portion right now. I'm going to lay hands upon you, and the Spirit of God is going to come upon you right now from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You're going to cry, sister. That's okay. Let it come out. Because you held this back for a long time. Sometimes you almost burst with it. But God wants you to know tonight is your night.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, will you come next after him? After I minister to him? The Lord showed me that you just picked up a sword and a shield and you started running with it up. You took off. There was horses all around you, but you didn't need no horse. You left the horses. You picked up that shield and you picked up a sword and you held it up like that. And I saw you take off and run. And I never seen a human being move that fast. You had that sword up as high as you can hold it up. You had your shield out before you. And I saw you running with that sword. Brother, that's the word. God says, minister the word you teach it. He wants you to start teaching now. Hallelujah. Start teaching now. He's been preparing you for a long time. Now this is confirming. It's confirming something that God have already given you earlier. He said, start teaching now. He said, run with it. That sword, brother, is the word, the authority. And that shield is faith. And if you had it out, you had the shield out before you. Faith is already, you got it out before you. That's your protection. But you had that word ready to swing it, brother. God said, teach it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Wonderful Jesus. You know something? I thank God for people that believe and pray. Believe in really going before God in prayer, because the more we pray, the more we create that divine, it create a hotline. See, the more you pray, the more you become that hotline. You know, a hotline is a direct line. When you pick up a hotline, whatever that hotline is connected to, the light comes on then. You don't even have to dial a number. It rings on the other end. That's a hotline. Prayer calls us to be that hotline. What do you mean? We pray a lot. We become that red phone where the people can come to us and we can get a prayer through because we know God. Brother, God said, you are that hotline. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. He said, you've been going through something for the last few weeks. He said, just hold your peace. The victory is yours, says God. There are others that have tried to confuse you because they see your knowledge. But God says, hold on to your integrity. Hold on to that. Don't turn it loose. Regardless of how men act, how they carry on, he said, he that is within you is greater than he that is in the world. God is going to give you a double portion tonight. God is giving you a double portion tonight. That's it. That's it. Receive it right now. It's all over you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister, will you come next year? Another Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, God's word is real. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Joan, I want you to come after her. Tell Sister Joan I want to minister to her. Sister, you know what I see you? I see you a bucket as a bucket and just running over. Something, you've been through something too, and I mean it took a whole lot of faith for you to be able to even stand where you are today. But you know what the Lord says? They that suffer with him, as the scripture says, they shall also reign with him. Most people don't understand what it means to reign with him. That means in his glory and his power and his honor and what he is doing right now. You ever wonder why that some people look like they're just so blessed? You know why? They are reigning with him. They are reigning with him. And sister, you've been hurt repeatedly. You've been hurt to the place. You, as a matter of fact, Satan was determined to get you out of the church completely, get you out of God. And you had the whole, even though you couldn't even see it, because there was time it looked like the Lord didn't even hear you. But you had to believe. You had to make yourself believe that he heard you. And the Lord says, now you're going to reap the benefit.
Hallelujah.
Glorify Jesus for a while. Hallelujah. I want you to minister to you next. Sister, God is doing a new thing in your life. He says, now what you have studied, the tapes you've heard, all the teaching you've got, he says, now you're beginning to reach a place for you to walk in that. That simply means use it. It's just like having money in the bank and waiting to use it. God said, now you used it. It's yours, now you use it. Sister, speak those things that are not as though they are, because they are. This might seem strange, but what I'm going to tell you, sister, I saw you with a brand new home. God wants you to know, take the limit off of him. Sister, you're just tired. You want more. You want to see more now. And you feel like you've been cheated. God says, now the word that you know, he said, you walk in it now. You speak it. Say those things. Glory to God. Say those things. And you know something? The Lord says, whatever you want, if you want this job, whatever you want is yours. But you know what the Lord says? Don't put a limit on him. Figure that that's the only way your blessing is going to come. Because sister, God's going to bless you regardless, as long as you stand on his word. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. Glorify Jesus. Will you do that? Hallelujah. God is stirring up your faith, brother. Your faith is being stirred up now. And you know what? Put the past behind you, says God. Brother, you hold the keys of the kingdom. And if you hold those keys, you use them. Key is simply means access to whatever. Somebody give you the keys to the bank, brother, they give you authority. You have access to that bank. And you have to be very careful because people know you have it. Because you have that authority. Brother in Christ, we have the keys of the kingdom. God is saying, use your keys. Brother, you need two big financial miracles. And God is going to fix it. Raise your hand to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Raise your hands! Praise God! tell you, I feel a move of God tonight. Amen. God is moving. You believe it tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Sister, the Lord says that he's going to take you even deeper in the knowledge and the wisdom of his word. Because you are losing sight. You've just come to the realization that what you've been looking for has been there all the time. But you know what you have now? You have the keys of the kingdom too, sister. God says, use your keys tonight. Sister, you're going to teach him. But he said, just have patience. Because we're dealing with a people nowadays that's not quite awakened to what we awaken to. But God says, you're going to teach. Something else too. God is getting ready to work a miracle in your home. There is a soul, sister, that's for you. And God said, it's going to be done. Can't nothing stop it and keep it from coming to pass. Receive it right now. It's yours. God holds his will tonight. Raise your hand and praise God, everybody. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's word is real. Amen. God is doing great things, mighty things. Thank you. Yes.